Hello everyone, welcome to Sex Talks with Sarah. Today I have a special guest with me, Danica, and I'd love if you'd be able to share your pronouns and your orientation.
Hi, my name's Danica. My pronouns are she slash her, and I am straight.
Thank you. So me and Danica actually were in the same undergrad program. So we've worked on a few assignments and projects together. And out of everyone that I know and that I've encountered, she is the only person who has had a positive sex education. And I just knew I had to have her for this episode so that we can kind of learn more about her experience and overall get a gist of what the goal is, because our sex ed here in the United States needs a lot of work. So Danica, would you mind telling me a little bit about what your first introduction to sex education was and what grade you were in?
Okay, so we started learning about sex ed when I was in fifth grade, but my mom actually introduced it to me when I was in third grade. With like books and stuff. So I had like basic knowledge going into it in fifth grade. So in fifth grade, we were like separated boys and girls, and our teachers are the ones who led it. And I was just learning about like hair growth, your period, pads, tampons, how to use them, very basics. And then sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, I had a health teacher. Same teacher all 3 years, and through those years we learned about like what sex is, how you have sex, different STDs and STIs. We learned about pregnancy and abstinence and the whole nine. And then my last year was ninth grade, and that was like a health slash gym teacher. And they just kind of like sealed it. We talked a lot about different sexuality, different STDs and STIs again, just like a little bit more in depth. We learned about all the different ones and what they do and what they cause, how to prevent them, how to use a condom, how to put a condom on, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, and I know that when I had some polls on Instagram about a month ago, and it was crazy because, again, you were the only person that felt like your sex ed allowed you to be excited to encounter sex at some point. Most people feel like their sex ed made them scared and nervous about ever engaging. So I'm wondering, did your teachers, because I know you said that some of them were like PE instructors, but you had like a health educator. What difference do you think there was with having like a health educator, or were all of them supposed to be like certified in something, or what was that like?
So they all had to be like certified in like health education, I guess you could say. I'm not specifically sure, but I know they had to like be certified to teach a health class. Honestly, I think that really helped them in teaching us to not be scared of sex and whatnot, because I feel like a lot of people in Florida that I know have like this bad experience with it, because it was just like a random teacher teaching it to them, and they just followed a curriculum, like they weren't educated on the topic, whereas my teachers were actually like very educated on the topic, and they were very certain to make sure there was no like fear tactics used, like everything was like knowledge and informant.
What state were you in again?
I lived in Maryland.
Yeah, that's awesome, because again, with Florida is an abstinence-based state, and scare tactics are the number one basically route. And it's sad because, like with you saying that you were able to have instructors that were health educated, here in Florida, typically it is given to either the science teacher or a PE teacher, but they're not necessarily meant to have any type of certification or have any qualifications. So they typically tend to lack a lot on being able to address things like consent or talking about pleasure. And we didn't touch on that yet, but did your teachers ever talk about consent or talk about pleasure, like the clitoris or anything like that?
So we most definitely talked about consent. Like, it was embedded into us. We would watch like videos, and we would have to like be able to identify, was this person consenting? Was this person not? So they like they really embedded consent into our health education. And then so they did talk about like pleasuring yourself. So I learned all about the clitoris. We learned about the whole anatomy, where everything is, what feels good, what may not feel good. For boys, we learned the same exact thing, and we were in the same class. So boys were learning about the girls' stuff, girls were learning about the boys' stuff, and what happens when you orgasm. And we also learned about like female ejaculation. Like, that wasn't something that was taboo or like hidden. It was something that was spoken about. Like, this is a normal thing. Like, girls do it too.
That's amazing, honestly, because let me just say that the first time that I actually learned about consent was when I was at Santa Fe, when I was doing my AA. And the only reason that I learned about it was because there was a lot of posters about, you know, like, remember to consent. And I think that's crazy because we never were taught what consent even meant, how to give consent, how to understand that someone was consenting. And to me, like, it's wild because even when it came to female ejaculation that you were saying, or the clitoris, I didn't learn about that until I was in college. Obviously I did a lot of research and I had an idea, but actually getting educated on it, it wasn't until recently, you know, in like the last 5 years. So that sounds amazing. It sounds like obviously in your state, they were taking it a lot more serious than they do in most, because most states, first of all, I think only about 11 states actually require inclusive sex ed, where they will talk about like sexual orientations. And then when it comes to medically accurate, only 17 states actually are requiring there to be medically accurate information given. So it just allows a lot of the teachers to kind of do what they want and kind of teach what they think is appropriate, which really sucks, because I mean, whenever I talk to most people about sex and their sexual experiences, a lot of people are just scared. They're nervous about how to even encounter like a hookup, you know? They're like, how do I even ask them about their test results? How do I even talk to them about using a condom? They're lost because they're like, that's weird. How do we have these conversations? And from my understanding, you guys did learn about condoms, right?
Yeah, we did. And they even like taught us how to properly put them on. When my brother, he's 3 years older than me, we went to the same high school and stuff. When he was in school, they actually like taught them how to put them on, like with a banana and a condom. By the time I got to high school, they weren't allowed to do that anymore. I guess they like rolled it out, but they still like went super in depth about how to do it. So my first time like having a sexual experience where I used a condom, the guy actually didn't know how, and I remembered like all the steps that my health teacher taught us, and wow. I was able to like successfully help him put one on. So although I wasn't actually doing it in my health class, even just like learning the steps was helpful.
Yeah, it just makes you feel so much more empowered and confident in your experiences, right? Because you're like, no, I got this, you know, like I learned about this. And it's crazy because, like I said, most people don't get that education. I know I never learned how to put on a condom, like never. I think not even like through a video or anything. Because the other thing is that whenever sex ed isn't really provided in schools, that means that a lot of people end up learning through other outlets like porn and just other resources online that sometimes are not that accurate. And I know with porn, it's like crazy low, the percentage of porn videos that actually show condom use. It's just not typical and it's not common. So I know that a lot of the people that I was around in middle school, they had no idea like what, like how a condom worked, you know, how to put one on, none of that, because we were not taught. And in high school, sex ed did not exist. So that's really, really cool. Yeah, I would just love if you wanted to talk a little bit more about some of the positive aspects that you recall in your sex ed, and maybe if you want to talk more about how much they went into sexual orientations, affection orientation, about that experience.
So one of the positive aspects I would say is that it wasn't abstinence based. So yes, we learned about it. We learned what it was, but it wasn't like abstinence is key. Abstinence is the only way. They, you know, taught us all the other ways to be safe and protect yourself, which is another positive. So I knew about all the different types of birth control by the time I was in 7th or 8th grade. I knew like the pill, NuvaRing, IUD, you name it, I knew it. We learned about, you know, condoms, obviously another positive. So I really liked that aspect. I also liked that they didn't use like scare tactics like I know a lot of states do. They bring up, you know, different STIs and they make you like afraid that if you have sex you're going to get an STI and like this is what's going to happen to you. Mm-hmm. For us, like, yes, we learned about STIs, but it wasn't used to scare us. It was, you know, like if you do per se have unprotected sex, there is this chance that you could get an STI and these are the different ones and this is what happens if, you know, you do by chance get it. But it was like, you know, to let us know like this is something that could happen. It wasn't to scare us into remaining abstinent. They taught us about the different STIs and then how to prevent them and like how condoms help and how birth control protects against pregnancy, blah blah blah. So I really enjoyed that. Like I was never scared to have sex. I was nervous, but I was never scared. And then we also learned about different like orientations. So in middle school, I know like we touched on like LGBTQ. We started learning about what that community is and how there are different preferences out there. And then when I got to high school, my health teacher was actually gay herself. So she made it a point that we learn about different sexual orientations and that it's okay to like the same sex, or it's okay to like more than one sex, or it's okay if you feel like you're not in the right body. So we, you know, learned about how like a gay couple would have sex. We learned about how a lesbian couple would have sex. We learned about how a straight couple would have sex. We learned about what a transgender is and what those types, like what transgenders like go through. When they're like experiencing that, like I'm not in the right body, mm-hmm. type of thing. So like she helps people identify like their feelings, I guess you could say. Because I know a lot of people who had her as their health teacher actually felt like way more comfortable like coming out afterwards. One of my friends, after we learned about the unit, actually came out because she made him feel comfortable, like that his choices were okay.
That's honestly just so amazing. Just normalizing that conversation, because again, most sex ed does not consider like speaking on same-sex sexual encounters or just what it means to be part of the LGBTQ community, or addresses those feelings that happen when you're questioning. That's just amazing. I know personally that a lot of people that I knew in middle school were constantly questioning their sexual orientation, but they didn't know where to go. I know personally I did. I questioned a lot, but it was like, who am I supposed to go to? This is not a normal like conversation to have with my parents, let alone any of the teachers at my school, because again, there was no talk on anything in regards to LGBTQ. So that's just so cool. Do you remember at all if your sex ed talked about boundaries and just sexual empowerment, or what that looked like?
I know it was like touched on. It was always told like we need to ask our partners like what they are and are not comfortable with, and you are like that it's okay to like speak up if you're not comfortable with something during sex. We didn't get into any like details of boundaries, I guess you could say, but it was like we were taught boundaries are a thing, and it's going to take experimenting to learn your boundaries, but as soon as you're not comfortable with something, you should be okay with it. Like you should be okay, your partner should be okay with not doing it or taking a step back, or you know, reconsidering the situation, whatever it may be.
Yeah, that's so important, because with comprehensive sex ed, the goal is that, you know, we can talk about consent and boundaries and sexual empowerment. And it sounds like your school definitely tried to push for that overall, especially being able to address consent, which a lot of individuals don't get to learn until they're in college, or, you know, until they get sex ed from like a human sexuality course in college. And even if they separated you by sex, it sounds like you were not separated in middle school, was it?
We were, the only grade we were separated was in fifth grade. So middle school and high school, we were mixed together.
Yeah, and I know that that separation, especially in elementary school, a lot of parents do ask for their kids to be separated. Although I don't think it's ideal, I understand maybe why they use that tactic. Although I'm glad that towards middle school, which is when hormones are really going and everyone should be learning about everyone, that wasn't the case. Do you remember, though, like, if you had a lot of friends that were still questioning a lot about, like, sex, or do you feel like most of them felt comfortable or, like they were okay with talking about sex and it was, like, not taboo?
I do definitely feel like people were still really, like, hesitant to talk about it, but a lot of people were not and very open to it. And I think it depended a lot on people's families. So a lot of the kids who weren't able to participate in sex ed, like I know that, like the talk about sex, anything, it made them so uncomfortable. And then there were just like those shy kids in class who were just, you know, uncomfortable with the topic, and it just made them uncomfortable. But then there was other people like me who was actually like genuinely interested in it and liked it and came out like having a really positive experience. And
yeah, honestly, again, being able to hear your story gives me a lot of hope for where a sex ed can go, because you know that this is something that I advocate for and I've been advocating for since we met. All my projects have always been on sex ed and, you know, getting comprehensive sex ed. And hopefully that is where most of our states are going in the future, because the generations that are coming deserve to be able to talk about sex and deserve to be able to be educated about sex without fearing just everything. So I just want to thank you again for being here and for giving us some insight on your experience and sharing your story with us. I also want to extend a thank you to everyone who followed us today on our sex education journey. If you're interested in seeing the stats, I'm more than happy to send them your way. If you want to be a part of the polls, please follow my Instagram at sextalkswithsarah. And if you're interested in being a guest, you can email me at sextalkswithsarah@gmail.com. So thank you again, and don't forget to tune in next week.